Baskin of Vasper, they're doing Tosas.
Yeah, right.
Tosas the Baskin of Vasper. Says like this. So Tosas is bothered by a problem. Problem is, you're telling me the case is Vasperta. His Vasperta means it's not really a mikvah, right? It's this this thing which for which to which the mikvah water extends to this ditch, right? So at this point in Tosas is assuming that it's that he's bothered. In other words, there's two ways to go here. Either you're going to tell me this Vasperta is attached to the mikvah, in which case you're going to have to explain why it should be bad. I mean, it's really part of the mikvah, which is the way Rashi was doing, right? Because it's a gezeira, but it was attached to the mikvah. Or you could learn that the Baspirat is not attached to the mikvah. In which case, you're going to have to explain, if it's not attached to the mikvah and it's not 40 saw, then how could it possibly be good?
For regular tefillah.
For tefillah sidayim. For tefillah sidayim, we're talking about here. So the question is, what's the deal with the Baspirat? So you could say it's talking about it's not attached to the mikvah, right? Because if it's attached to the mikvah, the problem you're presented with is it's attached to the mikvah, then it's part of the mikvah, which we dealt with yesterday. But simple pshat is that's just mikvah. So the other way to learn is it's not attached to the mikvah. So then the question is, but if it's 40 saw, then it's its own mikvah. So it can't be it's 40 saw. You can say it's less than 40 saw. If it's less than 40 saw, how could it possibly be good? So you could say, because there's a halacha, that 40 saw is really only the shear for tefillas kol gufa. But for instance, a kli, okay, let's say in a Torah for a kli. So a kli doesn't need 40 saw. A kli just needs a revius. Okay? The revius, of course, the kli has to become submerged. So if the kli is bigger than a revius, you're going to need whatever is necessary to cover it. But the shear, the minimal shear is a revius. Okay, if you have a pin, a needle, something like that, a revius is fine. Okay, and even something bigger, it doesn't need 40 saw, it just needs a revius, but it has to be covered. So whatever you're going to need to cover. So if that's the case, maybe the case is talking about a basbirta, which is less than 40 saw. Right, less than 40 saw. And you could be tovel in it, because it's less than 40 saw. You don't need 40 saw for tefillah sidayim. Maybe you don't need 40 saw for tefillah sidayim. And the only thing is, it's a gezeira, but you can't do it, because then you're going to confuse it with tefillah sidayim. Okay, but really, you'll say the reason why it's working here, the basbirta, is it really is a mikvah for tefillah sidayim, but a guy will get confused. He won't realize it's a mikvah, because it's not a big mikvah, it's not the 40 saw mikvah, he's not going to realize, and he'll get confused. So since he'll get confused, therefore, you're going to be choshesh. Okay, that's another way to learn pshat. The pshat is, so it was less than 40 saw, but it's, you know, I mean, it's good for tefillah, not because it's attached to the mikvah, because it says good shear. Shear is 30 saw, whatever, any shear, it doesn't matter, as long as it's no more than a revius. That way, that's the simple way which Tosas is learning the Gemara, to which he's going to give a question. So Tosas asks the question. It says, "I've had a man parakim nazirin kilminim and nazir dervias to mikvah batli betluva." Right, the halacha was in the Gemara there. Nazir says that they were mavatol the halacha of dervias for mikvah. Minatol really dervias is good for kalim, but they were mavatol it, and they said you have to 40 saw. So if that's the case, then how are you saying here that a bas birta would be good for tevila? But if it's not 40 saw, they were already mevatel a mikvah, which is less than 40 saw. So it's very nice in theory, it would have worked in the Torah, but we're talking about halacha, they were mevatel that mikvah. So if that's the case, then it doesn't jive with the Gemara. Okay? So he gives two answers. First is the Heinelin and Machta Mitzinoris. That's regarding needles and pipettes. Okay? Pipettes. Aval shari lahatva miyada. That they were never mavatel tefillah sidayim. You still could do tefillah sidayim in there. Okay, they never mavatel that. So tefillah sidayim, you could still do.
Tefillah sidayim and tefillah kelim, these kind of
things. Tefillah sidayim. They were only mavatel in the machtam and scenarios, which are kelim, small kelim. But it's still mutter to do tefillah sidayim in a minimal mikvah, in a revias mikvah. Okay, so that's the case. And as you're asking from there, no, they were mavatel at 100%. They were just mavatel at vis-a-vis the kalim. Okay, it's the kalim, but for tefillah sidayim, it's good. It's still good. Okay, that's one answer. Inami legamri but loa. No, really, they're mevatel for everything. Afli dayim. Even for yidayim. Aye, so here, how's it good if it's less than 40 saw? So it says, v'hachav mechubarim lemikvah. V'chem here's good. So then you have to say that it must be attached to the mikvah. Attached to the mikvah, like Rashi learned. That really is less than 40 saw, but it's attached to the mikvah, so therefore it becomes a part of the mikvah, and then and the rest of the way, like Rashi learned. So it turns out what Tosin Masupak about, okay, he's Masupak about whether or not when they're Mavatel and Mikvah 40 saw, did that apply to Tefillah Sidayim? Or you say no. Tefillah Sidayim, you can still do it. Tefillah Sidayim, you still do it. Okay, they're only mevatelit for the kelim, let's say. But for Tefillas Yadayim, you can still use a mikvah, which is less than 40 sa. Question is, what's the svar? Why would you say that it applies, that you could use a mikvah or a vias for Tefillas Yadayim, or why would you say not? So I just have a simple explanation, on the basic level. On the basic level, I mean, I'd say one side says, like the Gemara says, is about Levit Luha. That the Minotaur, there's a shame mikvah on Arvias. Okay? Minotaur is a shame mikvah on Arvias. And the Rabbanon, though, were Mavatala. Because of problems, they're Mavatala shame mikvah. Right? They're Mavatala shame mikvah. So now, you want to come along with Tefillas Yadayim and say, I could use Arvias? But what do you mean? They're Mavatala. There's no shame mikvah on it. I mean, they're Mavatala shame mikvah. That's what they did. Because of certain practical problems, they're Mavatala shame mikvah. So this is not possible. How are you dipping your hands in? You're not dipping your hands in anything. Revias is nothing. It's not a mikvah. That's what the Rabbanan said. Halachically, there's no shem mikvah. Okay? Or do you say no? They're not mevatelet. I mean, a mikvah is a mikvah. I mean, in the Torah, it's a mikvah. What they did is, they said that because of certain practical problems, so like as a siyag, they said that you cannot do tefilas kelim in a mikvah shell revias because it's going to lead to problems. Okay, so they were mevatelet practically. They made a gezerah, or they prevented you from using it. But it doesn't mean they removed the shei mikvah from it. Oh, but if that's the case, that they really made just a gezerah to protect tefilas kelim. See, tefilas kelim is an institution of the oraisa. So it makes good sense to say that they're not going to allow you to do it in a way which is going to lead to the downfall of tefilas kelim. So the oraisa, so it's a gezerah. But when it comes to the tefilas yadayim, which is a derabanan, so then you could argue that it's not shaykh to be gozer in such a manner. There's no reason to say that they're gonna knock it out. So they're just gonna set up that a riyah should work. The gezerah, you can't just. The point is, you can't just, if you say that it's a gezerah, I mean, this is the point. I'm not saying you can't be gozer by the derabanan. I'm saying if you're gonna say it's a gezerah, it has a shame if they're just gozer against it, then you have no right to jump from the fact they were gozer by tefillas in the kelim, therefore they're also going to be gozer by tefillas that. So it's a different thing. It's a derabanan. Now they're going to be gozer by that? I mean, I don't know. If they are, maybe they could or they can't, whatever. But it's not, you have no right to conclude just because they're gozer by tefillas kelim means they're going to be gozer by tefillas daim. But if you say that the nature of the gezerah wasn't simply off saying this maisa, you can't do tefillah in this thing, but they removed the shei mikvah from the chafza, so then it doesn't matter what it is. It's derabanan, right? So it's just not a mikvah anymore. So that's possible. So that's Tosmos. Did they actually remove the Shem Mikvah, or they just asked using it there? And it's interesting, because according to the side that's saying, the first side saying that they were good, that they were just goes there, it was a Gezerah, right? That's the first side, just the Gezerah, so they only goes there against Tefillas Kelim, not just Dayim. But then, what happened was, then because of the Basbirta problem, right, because of the Basbirta Gezerah, then they even, because of the Chshash, Otu, and Tefillas Yadayim, then they extended it even to Tefillas Yadayim. They extended the Psol, or the Gezerah, of Basbirta, of being Tovel in this thing, which is less than 40 Saw, even they extended that to Tefillas Yadayim. In these cases. I mean, it's limited. There is a Gezerah, but only in these instances. But it's all in the framework of being goes. There are certain actions because of chashas. But if you say the other way, that it's just simply they remove the shei mikvah, then it can't be talking about less than 40 sa, because there's no mikvah. So then you're going to have to learn like Rashi. And no, it must be that there is 40 sa, because it's attached.